And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 6th of March, 2017. It was on this date in 1899, the German pharmaceutical company Friedrich Bayer got a patent for aspirin. It was a synthetic version of a drug that had been used by the Sumerians and the Egyptians as early as 3000 BC. The Greek physician Hippocrates reported giving willow leaf tea to women in the throes of childbirth to help ease their labor pains. It was on this date in 1967, President Lyndon B. Johnson announced a draft lottery for military service. It's the birthday of the Colombian writer Gabriel Garcia Marquez, born in Aracataca, Colombia, in 1927, author of 100 Years of Solitude and Love in the Time of Cholera, among other books. He did not allow his book 100 Years of Solitude to be sold to movie makers, though he did offer one producer the chance to make it on the condition that they film the entire book but only release one chapter about 2 minutes long each year for 100 years. Marquez didn't trust Hollywood. He said they would cast someone like Robert Redford, and most of us do not have relatives who look like Robert Redford. It's the birthday of the satirist Ring Lardner, born in Niles, Michigan, 1885. Started out as a sports writer, went on to be admired by such writers as Ernest Hemingway and Virginia Woolf, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and J.D. Salinger, who in The Catcher in the Rye has Holden Caulfield saying, "My favorite author is my brother D.B., and my next favorite is Ring Lardner." It was Ring Lardner who once said, "A good many young writers make the mistake of enclosing a stamped, self-addressed envelope big enough for the manuscript to come back in. This is too much of a temptation to the editor." It's the birthday of Michelangelo Buonarroti, born in Tuscany, Italy, 1475, who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. Also a sculptor and architect, who by the end of his life had been commissioned by 9 consecutive popes. And it's the birthday of the poet Elizabeth Barrett Browning, born in Durham, England, 1806, author of her collection of poems, Sonnets from the Portuguese, including the famous line, "How do I love thee? Let me count the ways." Here's a poem for today by Jim Harrison, Winter Spring. Winter is black and beige down here from drought. Suddenly, in March, there's a good rain, and in a couple of weeks, we're enveloped in green, green everywhere in the mesquites, oaks, cottonwoods, the bowers of thick willow bushes, the warblers, love for reasons of food, or the branches, the tiny aphids they eat with relish. Each year, it is a surprise that the world can turn green again. It is the grandest surprise in life. The birds coming back from the south to my open arms, which they fly past, aiming at the feeders. A poem of Jim Harrison, Winter Spring, from his collection Dead Man's Float, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Podcasts are a great way to enjoy programs you love, like The Writer's Almanac, whenever and wherever you want. Podcasts have something for everyone, but some people still aren't aware of podcasts. Think of someone you know who might enjoy a podcast. What podcast would they really love? Now tell them about it in real life or on social media. And if they don't know how to find and download podcasts, show them how. Tell us what you recommended with the hashtag TryPod, TryPod. Thanks for spreading the word.